Well, he's here. A great pleasure to welcome him to Cool Drive then. I wanted to get you on for a long time. Liam Gallagher, how are you?
Very good, very good. Very excited.
You look it as well.
Do I? excited, man. All good.
Yeah, you look happy.
Yeah. Well, God. Yeah, I am happy.
Do you know, it's been a while since I've been in a room with you, but you look kind of, I don't know, more sort of streamlined and confident than ever before, if that's possible for someone like you.
I'm always confident, man, when I put a record out, but I'm more excited. I'm not nervous and I'm not confident. I'm not confident. I'm just, like, excited that everyone can get to hear the album and see what all the fuss is about. And I'm sure there'll be people that love it. I'm sure there'll be people that hate it, but you can't please them all, can you?
I think as well, though, I mean, this probably is the most personal, emotional record for that. That's what I get from listening to it. It's very much you this time.
I've obviously done a few co-writes on there, so there's a bit of that going on, which I think is needed, because, you know, I'm not like a prolific songwriter, and I think you'd be waiting a long time for me to finish do a full album myself. I can write some little rock and roll numbers, but big songs, you know, I need a bit of help with that. So but yeah, it is personal, man, definitely, without a doubt.
And Wall of Glass was such a good track to come with to start.
Yeah, that's ripping, man. I love that tune.
Do you remember much about writing that at the time? Was that LA one, was it?
We went to LA with Greg Kirsten and a guy called Andrew Wyatt. So that was written, recorded and sung in a day, you know what I mean? Mm. And then we done another one the next day, Paper Crown, and then another one called Come Back to Me. So we done three in 3 days, so it was really quick. Not much time to pat each other on the backs, you know what I mean, and all that. So it was in and out, and then I come back to England, and I kind of got the bug. Then I was thinking, right, it's on. So let's write a few more. So then I wrote a load more on my own, and then I think I went back and done another one. So it's good mixing them up, you know what I mean.
You named my favourite track on the record there, "Come Back to Me." So far, that's the one.
Yeah, we haven't played that yet live. I've been holding a few back. Obviously, we're doing loads of gigs, and that you don't want to play everything, you know what I mean. But so we're looking forward to playing that for this arena tour. So there's going to be a few new songs on there. But yeah, like I said, I can't wait for everyone to hear it.
The other ones that jump out, "When I'm in Need." That's a killer, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a tune, man. That was one of the first ones I wrote with. I started off with "Bold," and then I think "When I'm in Need," and they were the two songs that I got signed off. And obviously they turned around, you know, they went, "Look, do you want a deal?" I said, "Yeah, man, why not? Nothing else to do, is there?" And then he went, "Well, have you got any more songs?" And I says, "Nope, that's it." And he went, "Right, well, we need some more, don't we?" And I says, "Right, well, let's go to LA and see what we can come up with there." And then, yeah, but it's a tune, man. I love that song. It's really personal as well.
"I've All I Need," another one.
That's another tune as well. Nah, there's some good songs on the album, man. I'm really proud, man.
Yeah.
I'm getting better, man, you know what I mean? Like, so we've just got to keep at it, man. You know, I had 4 years, like, doing nothing and obviously be personal stuff and that, but that's all sort of sorted now, so it's back to business, man, you know what I mean? It's like, let's get this show back on the road, as they say.
You sort of needed that gap, do you know what I mean? Maybe the record wouldn't be as good without it.
No, totally, man, I think so. I mean, you know, after the BDI split up, I think I needed a bit of a break anyway from just all that stuff, you know what I mean? Or not music, because you've always got, once you're in, you know what I mean? But, like, just the you know, the business side of it. So I think it's done everyone a world of good, me especially, and obviously, like, the fans or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty much full-on art, you know what I mean? So everyone needs a bit of a breather every now and again.
I think the way the buzz has been almost old-school in the sense, you know, people will record a record and they'll tour the hell out of it for 2 years. Mm. You've created the live buzz first with these songs, and now people are actually getting the product.
Yeah. Well, that's old school, innit? You know what I mean? I mean, I'll take credit for that. But I'm sure it wasn't my idea. But yeah, no, it's good to be back playing live as well, man. I mean, it seems to be vibing, man. I mean, we're still rocking now, but
I saw the Dublin show at the Olympia.
And that was a good gig, man.
That was really good, wasn't it? It was intense.
Yeah, I like that gig. I like that building as well, man. It's beautiful, isn't it? And there's, you know, it does good Guinness as well.
What I noticed about the intensity of that gig as well was the fans were so up for it. But I'm sure you noticed this too, that the cross-section of ages at your shows.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of young people. I guess it's like the young kids that are coming to our gigs now or my gigs and that, it's like obviously their dads or mums might have been into Oasis or whatever. So, no, it's good. All are welcome, man. Old folk, young folk.
Take them all.
But yeah, why not, mate? You know what I mean? Why not?
You've got Belfast now on the 30th of October. Let me tell you, it was first announced as the Ulster Hall and then quickly got changed to the big arena, the SSA. Yeah. Now, the tickets have flown for it. Right. There's a lot of love for you back in Northern Ireland.
Yeah, I like Northern Ireland, man. Beautiful place, man. Nice people. I mean, I've always had a good time there. It is what it is, isn't it? You know what I mean? I mean, I remember playing the Ulster Hall with BDI and it was a mega... Is that the one with the balcony at the back?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, that's a steam.
It's a really cool venue.
Top venue, but, you know...
So you can come back and do that one then.
So yeah, we can do it another time, can't we, guys? But yeah, no, I like Belfast. In fact, Belfast is where I first come up with I've All I Need, actually. I remember being in a hotel. I remember writing the first little bit, the first chord bit. So, yeah, you can have that, Belfast.
We'll take the credit for that, yeah.
You can take the credit for it.
Just a quick aside before I forget. You know the jacket that was in the Wall of Glass video, the leather one with a fur collar? Where'd you get that from?
That's a pretty green.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't think they ever sold it, though. I mean, I went in there one day and I said, what have you got here for me? And then there was this jacket there, and I said, that'll do, like that. And I said, oh, have we put this on sale yet? And he went, no. So he never ever sold it, so it's in my house, man.
Give us it. What are you, though, large size?
I'm a large, me.
Well, I'm medium.
Yeah, so you go.
Or you'd have given it to me, obviously, yeah.
I would have given it, yeah. But yeah, no, it's a good jacket, man.
The thing as well, Liam, with this position you're in now, it's great to have such a quality album that you can be so proud of.
No, I'm...
And not be sitting all day long fielding questions about years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's nice to have the balance, you know what I mean? I live my life on the edge. I live an interesting life, and sometimes I venture off into murky waters and that, but that's life, you know what I mean? But it's nice, if it's always about the drama, then no, everyone will get a bit bored of that, especially me. So it's nice to balance it up with a record, you know what I mean? Yeah.
You have fielded all the Oasis questions with real patience. You know, you seem to be... Obviously, you should be proud of it anyway.
Yeah.
But are you fed up talking about Oasis now, Liam?
No, if people want to talk about it, I'm not going to shy away from it like some people. You know what I mean? People ask me a question about it. People seem to think that every time they open a magazine, I'm banging on about getting Oasis back together. If someone asks me a question, then I'll answer it honestly. You know what I mean? If someone doesn't want to talk about Oasis, that suits me too, but you know what I mean?
I mean, from a public point of view, you kind of go, OK, Noel and Liam, Oasis, will it happen? But I was wondering, I mean, what if, for example, you were buying a pair of shoes today and Noel happens to be in the same shop? What do you say to him?
Oh, he won't be in the same shop as me. I go to grown-up shops for shoes. What if I bumped into him?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd say hello. Probably. Are you paying for these? And get the most expensive shoe? I don't know, but I'd say hello, man. Yeah, man, I'd say hello. I'd probably... Yeah, man, I got no beef, man. You know what I mean? I mean, obviously, I'd get him at it on Twitter and all that, but I'd say hello, man, without a doubt. And if he said hello back, then I'd go in for the kiss. You know what I mean? Just see where we go from that.
There's the exclusive of all time.
Yeah,
well,
but
done.
You know what I mean? I certainly wouldn't be chasing him out of the shop, you know what I mean, with a pair of Crocs going, banging him on his head, you know what I mean? You know, I miss my brother and I love him, you know what I mean? And I wish all this stuff would not have happened, but... Listen, mate, that guy's got nothing to prove, man. He's wrote some of the best songs in the universe and I was privileged to sing on him, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's just a joke when I dig him out, you know what I mean? I'm sure there's some great moments on his record, as is there is mine.
Well, look, man, it's a pleasure. Good luck with it all.
Yeah, thank you, man. Nice one, man.